you know, this is part two. Now I'm realizing that people of the world, they don't need better Cameron. They need Jesus in Cameron. And in you, when I say Cameron, you put your name. Susie really is not, she's not my wife. She's not, actually, she's my friend. She's not deep down inside looking for a better husband. She deep down inside is looking for Jesus in her husband. My neighbor might be content to a degree for a while to have a better neighbor. This Cameron would be a better neighbor. But truly, my neighbor is not really, deep down inside, is not looking for a better neighbor. My neighbor is looking for Jesus in his or her neighbor, Cameron. Then our children, they are not looking for better parents. They're truly searching for Jesus in their parents. The world is not really looking for better people or the people that they do more humanitarian works. The world is looking for Jesus inside people. In that sense, I could spend my life to become a better person, or I could give up after many years and say, Jesus, you be the one inside me. And I think that's all. You know what? It's the highest form of upgrade. It's not downgrade. It's upgrade. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Jesus Christ in us, the Creator inside us, because He chose to live inside. Abide in me and I in you, He said. Then take over, Jesus. It would make me more happy. It would bless me more. Be who you are inside me. Be who you want me to be inside me. Just be you, Jesus. Be you. Finally, come outside. Come outside, my love. You be you. I give whatever I am to you. This drop that has your nature, but it's better to bow down in front of this ocean, the ocean of your love. Take over, Jesus, take over. What can this drop do in this planet? Take over, Jesus, take over. I love you. It must be full of joy. I may sound a little bit sad now because I can see all my effort didn't make me happy. But it brought me to this place that I could say, finally, Jesus, you take over, and I see the reality now. I even don't need better Cameron. I need you to be you inside me. You know, when we put something in social media, when we speak in front of the crowd, put something on YouTube, when we get a lot of thumbs up, we feel good about ourselves because there are a certain amount of people that they are like, yes, you're better than other people. We don't need that. What we need is Christ inside us. No amount of thumbs up, no amount of approval of mankind would ever satisfy us. Come, Jesus, come, and you be you in me. And that makes me so happy. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. And you love me, I know.